All right, and we're live. Welcome back to Pitch Picks. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Shout out to everyone who already did. We hit our 1,000K subs. So shout out to all of you that subscribed. We couldn't have done it without you. Gave out a copy of FC 25 today. Maresh, what was that guy's name?
Window Liquor 6969.
Window Liquor 69. That sounds like the perfect Pitch Picks listener.
Window Liquor 69.
Shout out Window Liquor. Big news. We also have the audio version only. It's on Apple Podcast and Spotify as well. So,
oh, hell yeah.
If you're an audio guy, we got that. The link will be in the description below. And yeah, let's just get right into it. So yesterday, you know, we're out of the office because Surviving Barstool is going on. So we got emails from Hank, and he said, don't come to the office. And I've just been sitting on my couch playing FIFA, and I found myself getting tired of playing the game. So, you know, I was like, you know what? Let me just put on the Europa League. You know, it's quality soccer, quality teams going at it. And this one team just blew me away. Have you guys heard of FC 20? Have you ever heard of that team, Zah?
Dude, I was meant to hit you. Actually, I made an absolute blunder because it just so happened that popped up on my radar as I just got done with the yak. I'm headed to the train and all that. Literally popped up on my radar. I had to hit my brother up, Nicky Smokes, to check in to bro. The last time I had heard of them is Lord knows when, bro. Have you ever heard of them? Do you know where they're from?
No, I never heard of them. Chief, have you ever heard of this FC 20 team?
This feels like a fucking bit, but I feel like I have heard of them.
Really? Well, if you haven't heard of them, their entire payroll is £5.1 million, which isn't even enough to cover Xerxes' contract.
No, and here we go. So Zah's ghostwriting because your piece of his brain couldn't fucking figure out those financials.
If I gave you a fucking at Old Trafford.
Okay, so Zah, congrats, Zah. No, good job, Zah. Good job, Zah. You can't even fight your own battles, Zah.
I swear to God, I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with them. I didn't even know how much Xerxes makes, Maresh. I promise you, I have no idea how much Xerxes makes.
Yeah, okay. It's a coup. I get it.
Brother,
but that's an incredible fact.
United.
That's an incredible fact.
If I was allowed to go into the office this week, I was going to pick up the chainmail from the fucking anus office to wear on this episode because I knew I was going to battle with you lot. I knew it. I smelled it and I knew it.
I mean, defend yourself.
Nothing to defend. I've watched the match now two times. Just absolutely disastrous. Everything that I've been saying the last 2 weeks about seeing a vision, seeing the link up play starting to build, seeing that there's an identity, all back out the fucking window. I don't get what's going on. They're relying on individual performances. There's no system in place for that team to build up from or do anything with. They're relying on Rashford to just run at men, which he can't do anymore, by the way. And they just tactically nothing is there. Nothing is set up. Then I've got fucking this toxic fan base all over Twitter recycling the clip of Lisandro Martinez making those couple two cuts to get past defenders. And they're saying, Gabriel can't do it. Saliba can't do it. Levi Colwill can't do it. Stones, Akanji, all these guys can't do it. He's the best defender in the world. And I have a quote tweet in my drafts that I'm ready to put out that says they don't have to do it because their team isn't tied late at home against FC Twente.
Oh, it's Twente?
Having to fucking try and drum up creativity to score a goal in the last 15 minutes because they aren't having Eriksen have his second stroke of his professional career on the field and give away the ball and let them just march down the pitch and have their way with Onana.
Listen. No,
he's
no
a great defender. He's not the best defender in the world.
No other fan base deserves this more than these scumbags named Manchester United.
Oh, shut up,
United.
Four titles, they, FC, they, and you they, sing a song. You know what? You guys go, we won the league at Anfield. They won it at the league. That's the four times you won. If I sang a song, it would take me a fucking day to sing it because of how many times we won the fucking league, you fucking crumb bum. Sit down and kiss the ring, you fucking bum.
Back in City all week this week.
I haven't been backing City all week. No, I haven't. And you know what? Now I wish I had been because afterwards I tapped you in Smokes and I said, shut up, Zah.
They deserved to lose yesterday. I was hoping they were going to lose.
Wait. Well, we didn't. So you didn't get. Bitch. That's two in a row. You didn't get what you wanted.
Two times in a row. You didn't get what you wanted. Dark arts. Arteta, the dark arts. Instead of fucking training, Ten Hag. Ten Hag needs an He needs a contract extension. I need that man there at Manchester United forever because he's an absolute bomb. The club has zero direction, and the fucking fans are more preoccupied with other things going on instead of focusing on their goddamn club. Long may it freaking continue.
I forgot where that report said that Eric Ten Hag and Manchester United are accusing Arteta of being involved with the dark arts. No, it said multiple Premier League clubs.
Multiple Premier League clubs. Worry about what the disaster that is happening.
And nothing about it was about Man U. You just make your own agenda, Zah.
You were there. They were there.
You sit there in your little fucking hut, making all your fucking agendas and magic.
You guys were dancing when Trossard was sent off. You were dancing when Trossard was sent off.
No, I wasn't. I was sitting next to you guys. I said it even in the fucking vlog. Watch it back. I said, I want you guys to win. It's better for the league if you guys beat City. It's better for the league. That's if you guys go out and win the league,
but the rest of
would I personally hate to see you guys win the league after the 20-year spell you've been on? Absolutely, but it would be better for the league.
Are you guys good now? Ten again.
Are you guys good now?
Zah out.
That was beautiful. I know some people don't like people screaming at each other, but I live for that shit. And what you guys just did was fucking beautiful, and I appreciate both.
There's two clubs that get me going: Manchester United and Tottenham. Them two. That's it.
Now they're playing each other this week.
That's why I'll be playing FIFA. I'm not watching my two enemies playing each other. I'll be playing FIFA. Fuck that.
Why? You could just hate
one. It's a win, no matter what.
Who do I hate on? I hate both of them. That's all. I have no idea who to hate on.
You root for a nil-nil game. And then you could work your voodoo. I know you grew up on the foo-foo, but I also came up on the voodoo, too. Speaking of voodoo, dark magic. Is it called dark magic or black magic? Dark arts. That's what it's called. Dark arts. Why are people that bored with their life that they're coming at Arsenal for using dark arts? Because they went into the empty head with 10 men and walked out with a point. When we had 11, we were up 2-1. And now it's like, oh, Arsenal's ruining football. All they do is park the bus, this, blah, 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 blah. Why is everyone all over our meat? I don't understand it. Now, can one of you guys explain how we're using these dark arts or what it is? Because all I see is winning football. That's all I've seen from Arsenal.
Well, it's drawing football. But I would say the reason for the dark arts thing is just the set piece corner thing where you block out the goalie. That's really it, which is technically fair, but it's like an auto goal. So...
Well, if your defender was more focused on actually guarding Gabriel instead of fucking poking him in the stomach 15 times, maybe he doesn't just walk in and put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, that just wasn't what I was talking about.
I would say this year I haven't seen this argument that got brought to light. Last year, yeah, you could make the argument with Ben White. He was doing some shady stuff at the touchline with the keeper. But this year I haven't seen it. So it's just a timely report by the media. Arsenal's already down. Keep kicking them. That's what they're trying to do.
I mean, we're not down, though.
That makes no sense. How is Arsenal down?
You had a rough weekend in a game which you should have won if the referee didn't do some stupid stuff.
Here's the thing. You're working with hindsight. You're working with hindsight. You're working with the games been played. How should we have won? It's a game away at the Etihad. Away at the Etihad, brother, any sort of result, anyone on this planet... No. You take it. They're about to be they could potentially be five-time champions. You don't go into the Etihad expecting to win.
I agree, but you and I have been watching this game for over 20 years now. Yes? 10 to 15 of them, we've been at a higher education level.
Yeah.
And we understand this is just the media trying to do what they're doing. Arsenal's in the limelight, especially after a tough result. You guys were the winners of that match if the referee did not interfere. And then all of a sudden, they just want to keep piling it on. That's what they do. They do it to the teams at the top, except for Man City for some reason. I don't know what's going on there, but they never pile it on them.
Bro, we're fighting a RICO case right now. What the
heck? But even then, the headlines coming out of it are Man City triumph in our 1-0 in the Premier League.
You guys are the real dark arts.
Dude, yeah, you guys are sitting there like, oh, so the media said a few tweets, dude. I'm dealing with 115
smokes, and that's where the irony in this whole thing comes out of, is that the dark arts narrative comes out of a contest where one of the teams is in court fighting off 115 charges, and it's the other one that's being accused of being dark arts. So,
right? Do you know why that is? Because Man City doesn't have real fans.
Yeah, so that's
definitely.
You can't
get those people riled up if they've only got 20,000 fans in the whole planet. You have to go to a big club.
Arsenal moves the needle. You start talking about Arsenal as a journalist, and it's a print business dying. You start talking about Arsenal, you get readers, as you've seen this week, Smokes. I mean, it's Thursday. We're almost onto the same next game week, and it's still fucking breaking news. Arsenal dark arts. The actual dark arts part of it, I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. Because guess what? A keeper, you're allowed to mark a keeper in what's it called? On corners and on set pieces, you're allowed to do that. Time wasting. Guess what? Everyone does it. If I'm winning 1-0 and there's 4 minutes of stoppage time, guess what? I am going to waste all 4 minutes of stoppage time if I can. So I don't know why it's breaking news. Oh, Arsenal is doing all these things that other people do. I think the corner thing, what's pissing them off is it's just so effective. 25 freaking goals. It's almost like a penalty. So it's like, all right, if I can't stop this fucking penalty, that's a corner. Yeah, I might as well try fucking go get it on some technicality. So I don't know what the hell is going on with this dark arts nonsense. It's all bullshit. I hope Arteta has them just ears plugged in, locked in, and yeah, people can just yap
away. He's got a lot.
I would lean into that. Get it, everybody.
Use it as motivation.
Or just be like, we're doing shit. We got the dark arts on our side. We're doing.
Yeah, I want to be the Voldemort of the press.
Yeah, that's the thing is that you guys like. Every slight is like so offensive like that. I would be using that too. And I agree with you, Zah, like wasting the time parking the bus. I would have done this. Like anyone would have done the same thing. It makes perfect sense. And the corner thing, like it works. So it's like lean into it.
It's like, let's speak a little like Americano for the Americans. It's like the tush push argument.
Yeah. They want to ban the tush push because they can't stop it.
So, I mean, is this the last time we'll hear about this, fellas? Unfortunately not. What's going to happen is any now going forward, anything, and it's going to be on both sides too, anything and every, because I've already started. I'll put my hand up. I'm one of those that's now just digging up everybody's history and just pointing, oh, you did that, you did that, you did that. That's what's going to go on for the rest of the
season. What do you have on Forest?
I'm still looking. I'm still sifting through. Listen, the Man United file. The Man United file is a big one. The Man United file is a big one. I'm still sifting through that one. We'll get to Forest at some point.
Dude, let me tell you something. It won't be hard to find. I fucking promise. I promise. We got a gangster as an owner who's there's long articles investigating that guy. So it'll take you about. It's like a 10-minute read to get all the dirt on Forest. It won't take you long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Bro, Chelsea kind of looks fit, no?
From yesterday?
I mean,
dude, just in general, we're overlooking them fire. As a podcast. Yeah, we're overlooking them, I think.
I think I came up here last week or on Tuesday and said they're not a threat league.
You guys are not going to guess. You're not going to gaslight me into worrying about a 5-0 result in the FPFL.
It's facts. It's not fiction. We're not gaslighting.
You're not gaslighting me into worrying about
it. It was Barrow. Like,
I'm not even going off that. I'm going off their Prem results. 3-1-1 to open up the season. The one loss being against City at home. That's a tough fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Six and goal differential.
If Nicholas Jackson had a brain, they might have walked out of there with a point.
Yeah, they're 3 points off the top spot. Nkunku and Jackson are finding form.
And Joao Felix is good.
They did throttle West Ham at West Ham away at West Ham. Like
I'm with you, honestly.
I think that they'll melt when it matters most, though. That when they come up against like the top teams, or they're in a tough spot, or the voices start getting a little loud, they're a team that melts.
Here's the thing you got to be worried about with Chelsea is that they'll just randomly win shit of importance. They'll rant. No, and nobody sees they won that Champions League against City.
That one was, they had no business.
No one thought that Kai Havertz and Timo Werner were going to be hoisting that cup.
Why are you taking a shot at Havertz?
I'm just saying that when you looked at them on that Chelsea team and that squad that they had, you never thought that they were going to win.
There's 25 other players. You picked Kai Havertz.
Okay. Jorginho, my bad.
Okay, yeah.
You picked the other.
He's also an Arsenal player.
I'm just saying, no one thought that they were going to win a Champions League. They're gonna compete for something this year. I'm just not quite sure what it is. It might be.
Is he back, boys? Is he back?
Who?
Jackson back?
Nicholas Jackson.
Back to brace last weekend. Yeah,
he's been on a heater ever since week one. I feel like he's kind of turned it up a little bit. He looks good. Chelsea has a squad. Just they look good. They look dangerous.
I don't know. I need to see more. I hear what you're saying, but maybe it's just the hater in me. I just want to give credit. I like to hold on to my change. I don't give away my change too much. I like to hold on.
Let me ask the panel this, because I feel like as an Arsenal fan, me and Zaw still feel like it's a two horse race between us and City.
I don't know.
But I also think like Liverpool's up there too. I feel like they could win the league. If Chelsea stays hot like they've been, they could win the league. Do you guys view it as a two-horse race still? Or do you think it's 3, 4, 5
horses? I think it's three.
Who's the third?
Liverpool.
I think
they look good.
It's a weird – I mean, obviously, we're only through 6 weeks. We've seen a lot. We also haven't seen a lot yet. But the things you have to take into consideration with Liverpool, this might be their last dance as with that, like those last pieces of that foundational squad. Trent probably leaving, Van Dijk maybe leaving, Salah leaving. Like, this could be their last dance, and they're probably going to give it a fair go.
Apart from their front line, like how's their depth? Their front line depth is unreal.
I mean, they throttle.
They have two players in every position in the front line, but like the midfield and. That's the thing. Once the games are picking up now, and we're not even in the busy part.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a genuine question? This is not trying to pump up Forrest. Isn't the book out on Liverpool? Like Nuno wrote the book. If we can park the bus and get chances in transition, Arsenal will certainly do that too. Just clog the middle and hit them on the break.
Liverpool won hard. The next match 3-0 after they lost Forrest.
Yeah, who'd they play?
Was it Southampton?
And they spanked West Ham in the week, midweek. 5-1.
Chief, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like hearing. That was a one in a million.
It wasn't. We're talking to a team that's unbeaten. I'm not saying we're going to finish in the top four.
Yeah, you are. It sounds like it.
No, but I do think that.
If, pull up the blog post about Champions League.
Yeah, no.
I mean, saw the Liverpool players after.
Yeah, frustrated.
Alonga went. Was it Alonga that passed it?
Yeah.
That went sideline to sideline, and then Callum Hudson-Odoi, who no one wanted,
cuts inside
and goes posting in. Like you saw the Liverpool players, they were like, "I mean, what the? Are you fucking kidding me?"
That's what he does. That's what we do.
It is not what he does.
Hudson-Odoi, that's how he scores all of his goals. He cuts inside. What, I wish he had another trick in his bag, but that's all he's doing.
I'm trying to give Arsenal and City a
compliment.
You can't say that you got the script when you had like an out-of-world experience for 10 seconds.
Clean sheet, brother.
It was a clean sheet at Anfield.
Yeah, a clean sheet at Anfield. I'm acknowledging that City and Arsenal are better than Forest. I do think that City or Arsenal specifically with their defense and their ability to go forward can replicate a lot of Forest's game plan, and maybe they win 2-0 or 3-0. I think there's a gap between the top two. Frankly, I think there's a gap between 1 and 2, and then there's
Where's that gap at, Chief?
I think City's better than you guys. Sorry.
You're rubbish.
The other component of that, Chief, is that I think Anfield, and I'm not meaning this as disrespect. I'm going to bow down because you are above on the table.
Yeah, that's right.
But like Anfield will get rocking for a match against City, against Arsenal, against even United. They were not rocking from the jump against.
We sucked the air out of that place. That's why.
Nuno for president.
I just don't think that's it. But all right, we'll see. The atmosphere will be a little bit more hostile if they're in a race against those teams.
What a spin from the spin doctor. We sucked the air out of the place.
They're calling it Noonfield.
They did.
Noonfield.
Oh, you guys are haters.
All right, let's get into this week's matches. I think this week's card is fucking fire. Hold on.
Before we get into the fixtures,
here we go. Just cutting me off. No, go ahead.
No. Before we get into the fixtures, there's something. It's a big story, controversial. I just wanted to point it out. I'm not going at Rudy. It's more the PG MOL thing. I don't know if you guys saw the Man City game yesterday. They played Watford. There was a goal that was disallowed. Completely identical. If you haven't, go check out the Watford Twitter, the Watford TikTok account. Watford Twitter, Watford TikTok. They put them together right next to literally the identical move. The Watford striker did the same exact thing that Erling Haaland did. Guess what? The Erling Haaland one was called a goal. The Watford one was called off.
Yeah, they both went shoulder to shoulder, and they let Haaland bulldoze the guy, and they took Watford's goals back. Yeah, I mean, nothing's new here. I mean, that's just another day in the office. I mean, City getting calls, lesser clubs.
That's why I was cutting you off. It's just the big talk today. I just want to make sure that we
want to see if Rudy has any comment.
I actually didn't see that side by side.
It's not on him. That's the thing. It's not a Man City. It's what we get targeted for. It's always Arsenal's fault, but no, what Arsenal fans are doing.
How'd you turn this to Arsenal, Zah?
We're showing the inconsistencies Arsenal? Because that's what the whole fight is. This is the whole entire war. We're showing the inconsistencies in the referees saying that they target us, and then we're out here also fighting and saying, "Yo, Watford, look at what you were done." It's City.
This is a group problem. It's not an Arsenal City problem. It's the world for City problem.
Arsenal's the one that is punished, and we're the ones that are we're the ones that are victimized off this. But it's like it's going on everywhere.
So that's good for the cause.
Yeah, no, I'm fighting.
Thank God Arsenal's here to stand up for the
referee. I should be. The work that I'm doing for the referee stuff, the videos that I make and all that, I don't know why you guys are laughing and all that. I should be getting thanked. I'm honestly doing like God's work.
I'm glad you're saving the league, Zah. We need you. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm dead serious. All right, let's talk about the games this week. Let's start Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. Central Time. Newcastle at home up against Man City. Rudy, what do you got?
It'll be very interesting to see the future without Rodri. With everything else that's happened, that whole situation kind of got pushed to the side for a day or two. But now I feel like everyone's like, we don't have Rodri. Like, even I found myself not really thinking about it much. And then all of a sudden I woke up yesterday morning. I was like, we just don't have Rodri. That's actually fucking insane. So I'm curious how they're going to figure that out. Separate of that, Newcastle has always been kind of tricky for us. They're a little bit different of a team. It's never an easy game going up there. So I'm a little bit worried, but I still am confident. I think we'll win this one. I don't think it's going to be like an absolute dominating performance. I see this one being just like pick up your lunch pail, win 1-0, 2-0.
Sort of. I got news for you, brother. That ain't going to happen because I got both teams scoring, no draw. I might even sprinkle Newcastle money line.
Oh, well, that changes my opinion on everything. Nikki Smokes.
Well, it should. It should. I wave my wand. I'm the dark arts of this podcast. That's just what it is.
Oh, you I'm are?
Thinking, I am.
Yeah.
100%. It's not even close. Both teams to score, no draw. Now, City could win 2-1. Newcastle could win 2-1. I don't give a fuck. Both teams are putting goals in the back of the net. You are not keeping a clean sheet.
I mean, that's possible. Honestly, that is possible. I don't know. These are hard, dude. Like, I still don't really know what Newcastle is, to be honest. Like, they're very streaky. Like, the thing is that, dude, like, the hardest part is that every team gets up for City for the most part, unless you're, you know, the really bottom ones where it's just like, all right, dude, just let's just get out of here. Like, take your points and go. But the Newcastles of the world take some pride in themselves, and they have
this fucking clown.
No, I mean, this match is there's more to it than what we all think, right? It's the Saudis versus the Arab Emirates.
Yeah,
the oil players at play. There's a lot of politics involved in this match that we are
really
It's oil. It's the oil bowl.
Yeah, there's a lot that we don't know, and whoever England is trying to court and get a better deal on oil from will probably, win the match. So we'll see.
You think they're doing like the guys that own the team, they're giving like prizes. Like if you score, we'll send you an extra milli.
We're going to give you a tiger.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Like a Bengal tiger. Yeah. or an endangered rhinoceros.
Yeah. What do you got in this game, Chief?
This is one where I'm not going to bet it because I just don't know. I think the Rodri loss is massive, as Rudy's saying. I like kind of Newcastle at home, but I don't trust them yet either. That's another team, you know, they I keep bringing everything back to Forest, not trying to. But in the League Cup, it went to penalties against Forest's B team, and that they played their top squad. So they are streaky. They have a ton of talent. I'm not betting it. If I had to bet, I'd still take City because they're City.
Can I say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this because he's the captain. He's I love him, but I think the sun is setting on Kyle Walker.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
It's sad. He's a credible guy. Loves having sex. Who doesn't?
He's got three different families.
Yeah, that he's a big family man. Loves giving kids out. But like, dude, I just don't think he's just like locked in right now. And the problem is that I think that Rico Lewis is a really good fit to help. I think that's going to be by committee to replace Rodri. With Kovacic is good at controlling, but offensively is sort of a dud. And then Rico is a great person to come into the midfield, or even John Stones. But Rico needs to sort of be on the right. So I don't fucking know, dude. But I think either way, Kyle Walker up against Gordon, I don't love that. Even though he's like the lockdown guy. I don't know. I think he's on the back nine, and it might be hole 17.
Damn, that bad?
Yeah.
Zal, what do you got in this game?
So City away. So I mean, Newcastle, tough place to go, as Rudy alluded to, and I think the bookmakers agree. They only have Man City as -150 favorites.
And you hardly ever feel like that.
Rodri is a massive loss. Huge loss. But I think City wins. City wins. This is not the game that City is going to lose. City is going to lose a game that City loses when no one expects them to lose.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is it yet. They're going to win. I know people might be getting this whole idea of Rodri and all. Nah, they're fine. Lewis can go in. Actually, not even Rico Lewis. What's his name? The Guardiola owes minutes to that clown that was sulking. He's an idiot. I don't know why he went there, and now he's sulking. Matheus Nunes.
That's honestly, dude, in the game against Watford, he looked fucking good. So I'm praying for a Nunes renaissance.
He's another one that was treated like Calvin Phillips. That's the problem with Pep, is that he tells them, come, pays you, I'm going to play you, then he just sits you on the bench, and then, oh, he's a very Calvin Phillips, he's a very good boy, he does everything, it's me, I'm so sorry.
You sound like Voldemort. I know.
What about that guy you signed, Vieira? Not Vieira.
Fabio Vieira, probably.
Fabio Vieira?
What about him? We sold him, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
He got injured. It's not like Calvin Phillips was fit. He was just refusing to play.
He got fat. It was not fit. Fat.
He got fat.
Nah, but again, City wins.
Maresh, who do you think wins?
What are we saying here, guys? Like, City rolled in the first few weeks without Rodri. They just didn't even have to. They didn't bring him back from vacation till late. They didn't even bring Foden. Like, I don't think it's going to be as big of a loss as we thought. I think the bigger loss is De Bruyne.
Yeah.
So even despite all the injuries, everyone on this panel has City to win.
Yeah,
except for me.
I might sprinkle a draw because +350 is
nice.
That's just great value for a good home side against anyone, especially teams dealing with injuries. So I'll probably go draw.
Okay.
If I wake up in time on Saturday morning, I'll probably.
That's why you got to place it Friday night.
Yeah.
After you have like six beers. All right, next game: Chelsea at home against Brighton. I'll start things off here. I think Chelsea's red hot. Chelsea at home. I know Brighton played spoiler to Arsenal at the Emirates. I don't see that happening this game. I think Chelsea rolls. That's my pick of the week, by the way, is Chelsea money line. I'm also taking both teams to score no draw as well. What is that? +105. What do you like,
Chief? Yeah, no, I'm on Brighton.
Brighton? Oh, you're going Brighton? Really?
Yeah, upset. I think people are getting a bit too... People are getting a bit too hot and excited about this Chelsea team. Brighton, good squad. I'm gonna go for Brighton.
Yeah, this is another one that smells like a draw to me. If it were If it were at Brighton, I'd go Brighton. I don't fully
trust,
yeah, I don't fully trust Chelsea yet. Brighton, they can come at you in a lot of different ways. They got all the attacking players, strong through the middle. They're just a very cohesive unit in a way that I feel like Chelsea's still working some things out. So I think I like Brighton to get a result here, draw plus 320.
Rudolph?
I'm with you, Smokes. I really am digging Chelsea right now. Like, if you just look at, I know the game against Barrow is like, you know, they're playing against a much weaker opponent, but just confidence wise,
right?
You feeling good. And if you look at their front line, it's fucking insane. They have Nkunku, João Felix, who people, you know, had a weird, he had a weird time, but every time I've watched him play, he is fucking sick. And then you have either Sancho, Mudrik, no, but Neto, eh. But their front line is just like,
yeah,
a problem. And then Drewsbury Hall is a good player. Caicedo gets shit on a lot, but he's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And so they are like,
and the defense has been great too the last three games.
Yeah. That's so really I just good. Think that it's, I'm tempted to side with Zaha here where it's like, not convinced, but I'm being honest with myself. I'm like very convinced I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. So Chelsea,
I think if it's got to be an Nkunku game, Brighton is their like their big Achilles heel is that they're just not athletic on the back. They're not quick. They're not fast.
Which is a problem.
I don't know. That might be a Saturday morning pick as well. But I like the draw plus 320, but I can't envision Brighton winning, which makes me think that Chelsea is just the right play.
So is that you? Are you switching
to Chelsea? I flipped. I'm Chelsea.
All right, we got you. Maresh, what do you think?
Chelsea been playing too much pro clubs with Mr. Campsey. He's been whispering in my ear, up the Chels. He's whispering in my ear. He's feeding me all these stats. And you know what? I think they do look good. I do think they look good. Especially a lot better than United, so I think they'll take care of business at the
end. Listen, Maresh,
fucking everyone's better than United.
Land the minerals on his head talk tonight. Land the goddamn minerals.
Oh, wait, while we're speaking of pro clubs, next week, I believe Tuesday or Wednesday night, we're gonna hold a tryout for PitchPix pro club team. So, be on standby for that. Follow us on Twitter at PitchPix. We'll give out all the information.
By then, I should be a level 85.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love to hear it.
Or by then, you should just understand what game mode we're playing.
But I'm going to be day by that day. Too. Yeah, rushes. I'm going to grind till my eyes fall off this weekend.
All right. Next game, we got Brentford at home against West Ham. I'm honestly very, very excited for this game. I think it's going to be very high scoring. I'm switching my official pick of the week from Chelsea Moneyline to this game right here. I love the over, and I also love both teams to score no draw plus 120. I think this game is going to be a shootout.
So it's over and both teams to score?
Yes. Both teams to score no draw. There's going to be a winner. I can't tell you who's going to win because I don't know. But both teams are going to score, and it's not going to end in a draw.
West Ham Brentford. Hmm.
I agree with you. I think Brian Mbeumo has been red hot. He scored in under a minute against Spurs. Against City, they looked really, really good to start the game. They held City in check for a while. And West Ham just looked flat. I said this last time on Monday. I'm going to continue it. They just got throttled 5-1 by Liverpool. They are not impressing me considering how much they spent in the window. They brought in a lot of good name players. Everyone was super high on them, and they are just not doing it. Like Chief said it last time, how has Füllkrug not played his way into the squad yet? I'm talking about German striker. Germany's starting striker, I believe, if not, you know, one of the two options. But, like,
yeah,
what's going on?
Listen, I love the guy. Love the guy. Shout out to all the Yadman. Shout out to all the Yadman everywhere. But Mikel Antonio as your gunman? Like, come on. Mikel Antonio is your gunman in 2024. Like, let's get serious with life, bro. Let's get serious. They have a fucking right back and striker in 2024. Like, what are we doing?
It's crazy. Chief, what do you got in this game?
I just feel like West Ham can't be this bad forever, and I don't really like Brentford's team. It feels like plus 215 on the road. there's a couple games this weekend where I'm like, if they're not figuring it out now, it's never going to happen. This is one for me. I'm gonna take a poke and bet on West Ham.
Wow, ballsy! I like that, Rudy. What do you think?
It's at West Ham.
No, it's in Brentford.
I'm with Chief. I kind of looked at the Liverpool game. I mean, granted, I saw the highlights and then I looked at some of the stats. They got throttled, yes, but they were still pretty lethal. Like, they had a lot of good looks. And Jared Bowen is an incredible player.
Stud.
So I agree where I don't think they can be this bad for this long. And Brentford had me they hypnotized me with how incredible they looked against City in the first 30 minutes. And then last week I realized what they are.
Well, they also scored against Tottenham in the first 30 seconds. They're the best minute football team in the Prem.
Yeah, so if West Ham can get through the first 5 minutes, I just feel like West Ham has been bad, but they're not as bad as they look, and I think they're going to snap out of it, so I'm going to go West Ham too.
All right. Next game we got Everton at Crystal Palace. Scratch everything I just said. This is my new official pick of the week. I just love all my bets so much. I love them all. I love, love, love the over 2.5 in this game. It's only minus 120. Both of these teams are as desperate as they get. Neither of them have a win yet. Both of these guys are going to come out for blood. I love, 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 love the over 2.5 in this game. I can't tell you who's going to win because I have no clue. I would lean Crystal Palace. However, that line's kind of sketching me out. Someone's going to win this game. There's going to be goals scored. I'm taking the over 2.5. Chief.
I think this one is an Everton game. They finally got the ownership thing straightened out. That was announced this week. That should be, I don't know if that was bogging them down a little bit, but that team on paper is not that bad. I still like Goodison Park. They have to, they can't, again, they're similar to me. They're not as good as West Ham, but they're not this bad. They're not the worst team in the league. And I think this is another situation where if not now, then never. I think they get a result at home.
I like it. Rudy?
To me, this is just draw written all over it. Crystal Palace hasn't shown really any teeth. Everton is just Everton. Just the Everton we've known and loved for years now. And every year I have my TV on in the fall and I see like the last few minutes of the Everton game that I didn't watch. And Sean Dyche is like walking around shaking hands and they get a draw and it's like they're skidding, but they get a result, they get a draw and they keep moving up and then they start winning a couple games. This is that moment where they get a draw that they take as a win. Everyone is still absolutely petrified that this team is going to implode, but he gets a draw. This is where Everton draws and they're like, okay, like fuck, but okay.
Yeah, but one that small step forward. Yeah. Yes,
they do. This is exactly in my mind that moment. I've seen this play out a billion times in the background.
This is like, you ever go driving on a highway and you see someone try to like do a U-ey through like where the cops sit, and it's like you either make that turn and it's great and you head the right direction, or you train wreck and it's a car wreck and you're all over the highway. Like that's what this game. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it's like a highly illegal move, but it's like a desperation move. And you try to like get going, you know, if you're heading south, you try to get back going north.
Oh, okay. I got you.
If you pull it off, then you're sailing you're the good. Right way. But it is dangerous and everything could explode on you. So that's kind of how I feel with Everton for this one. I do trust Sean Dyche though to get a result in this spot.
Zah.
Boom, 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 boom. Mateta's in the room. There's nobody better than Jean-Philippe Mateta. Boom, boom, boom. Come on, Palace.
I love that. Baresh?
We riding with the Mandem. Wagwan smoke. We riding with the Mandem. We've been to Selhurst Park and collected our fucking point. We riding with the Mandem.
There's nobody better than Jean-Philippe Mateta.
I think Nketiah might do one. Now that it's past our time, we can call me Eddie. Now it's past. I got some time before I got to worry about them again. I go back on the Palace train.
All right, so Zaz Palace, Baresh's Palace, Rudy's draw. Chief is...
I'm going Everton. I'm on Everton.
Okay, and I like the over. Next up, We got our boys, Arsenal at home against Leicester City. I'll start with you. What do you think of this game?
Arsenal wins.
That was very insightful. Thank you.
Arsenal wins. Raheem Sterling scores.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought he might have bagged one in that route this week against.
I think he starts on the left. I think he starts off that performance. Okay, so, all right. So let me touch on it a little bit. So off that performance, from the League Cup. Yes, it's nothing really, but those are minutes. I wouldn't mind seeing him start on the left. Martinelli really isn't cooking, and Raheem looked good. Got the assist for Ethan and all. Injuries wise, I don't think we should have much of a new issue because it was mainly the youngsters. Shout out to the youngsters that played yesterday, the Joshes, the Maldinis, and Ethan, Miles, and all those guys. Most of our first team guys they did play a little bit, but they were able to get some rest. So based off that, I would start Sterling. Left back Timber. I don't know what's going on with Timber and his injuries. I don't know if I'm getting a bit too gassed here. If Timber ain't ready or Calafiori ain't ready, I wouldn't mind seeing Miles Lewis-Skelly. It might be a bit too early. I'm a little bit gassed. Got the little League Cup hangover. But I honestly wouldn't mind seeing him play at left back. He played really well. He put that one pass in through for Raheem Sterling. That was unbelievable. Kind of looked like Zinchenko a little bit, splitting the lines with that ball. But yeah, no. Sterling is the one that I want to see, and I want him to get going. I think we'll win 3-0.
3-0 to the Arsenal. I like it. Maresh, what do you got?
Easy. I don't think we got to spend too much Arsenal. Time here. I think Arsenal are just going to route them. They got
Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I would love Leicester to win, Arsenal will definitely win.
Chief?
Yeah, Arsenal with a clean sheet.
Okay, that's actually -150 on DraftKings right now.
A win with a clean sheet is -150?
Yeah, Arsenal clean sheet, -150. I'm actually betting Arsenal to win both halves of the game. So Arsenal has to win the first half and the second half. Yeah, well, not just score. They have to outscore Leicester City in both halves for this bet to cash. It is +110. That's my favorite bet for this game. I'll also probably end up betting Arsenal clean sheet as well. We got Wolves at home against Liverpool. I'm betting Liverpool first half. I think they wipe the floor with them. That's just where I'm at right now with Liverpool. I think they're really fucking good.
Yeah, Wolves are the worst team in the league according to the table right now. Liverpool.
Yeah, yep, Liverpool. Don't think just throw. This is Liverpool. I don't think Wolves are as bad as their record. It's just they've had a murderer's row schedule. But it's not getting any easier anytime soon. So, they're not going to get a win.
Liverpool.
I think they're kind of closer than you think, because Liverpool defensively has been a little iffy in my mind.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. still, they're going to win.
Yeah.
So Liverpool across the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds about right. Ipswich at home against Villa. I think it's a no-brainer here. We're all going to go Villa, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there's someone like...
Hey, shout out to the commenter. That was like, you guys don't talk about Villa enough. It's like, bro, play someone. Win a big game. We'll gladly sit here and talk about Villa, but you don't. So it's not our fault. Tell your boys to step up and win some big games. Sunday, this is the match of the week, in my opinion. The two biggest shithole teams I've ever seen. Manchester United at home against Spurs. Both teams suck. United can't win. Spurs can't win. Old Trafford's everyone's just fucking porter potty. Everyone just comes in there and shits in it. I couldn't tell you who's going to win this game. I want both teams to lose. I think it'll be very, very, very ugly football. A lot of sloppy turnovers. If I had to bet anything, I'd just bet the over. Because if I'm going to watch these two shit teams play, I'd rather root for goals than a nil-nil game. But
yeah,
who knows? I like nothing in this game. I hope they both lose.
I don't know if we skipped a Saturday game intentionally, but we missed one. We can go back to it.
That had to have been intentional.
Oh, we missed Forest.
That had to be intentional. That's fine. That's fine.
No, dude, I swear to God that wasn't intentional.
All right.
No, talk about Forest, please. I'm sorry.
you know, two teams that are firmly planted in the middle of the table right here. Forest, they have not been great at home, and their best player is out because that bullshit red card, which they've come out and said that that shouldn't have been a second yellow.
Wait, who's out?
Morgan Gibbs-White.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. I have no read on this game. He's that important. I'm sure that they'll change tactics. They'll probably line up similar to what they did maybe against Liverpool. It's a goddamn shame because last year Morgan Gibbs-White at the City Ground against Fulham, he tore them apart. That was probably his best game ever for Forest. So now he's not in there. I think Forest, I might look at Forest double chance win or draw. I don't think they'll lose, but I'm not confident that they can get a W without Gibbs-White.
You don't want no problems with Adama now. You don't want no problems with Adama now.
We'll put him that in the back pocket. Same way they did to Salah. Now. Same way they did to Salah. They'll just put him in their back pocket.
Both teams to score in this game is only -140. Forest, for some reason, is just not as good at home as they are on the road. And Fulham's kind of shit on the road. So I really don't know what to do here. I could see this game ending in a draw, but I think both teams net one.
I like Forest +140. I'm going to take – I might actually put that as – that's like actually Forest my real – because that'll be my real official pick for this weekend.
Forest, yeah, I like Forest too just because I think that they're like, oh, we're kind of good. Like,
Chief, you made it. Look at this. Yeah. The boys are all riding for the trees.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how I feel.
That's my real official pick. I have a fake official pick in the
What's your real official pick?
It's a real official pick that I have for the next game. But yeah, no, my real official pick is Forest.
Okay. So Forest for Za. Chief said Forest draw.
I'll probably say draw. Yeah.
Okay, draw. I like that. That's keeping it real. Rudy, you were leaning Forest, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to go Forest because I think that Fulham, I think Forest is like really going to try to hold on to what they have going. And I think that they are going to try harder. And I think Fulham has players that are like, they're going to buzz your tower. Iwobi is going to get close to scoring as he does. Traore is going to sprint by someone and shoot it 60 yards wide. You're going to clench. Yeah. And they're going to seem like they're going to score, but I think Forest is just a more cohesive team with something to fight for.
Yeah, I really wish I had any sort of insight of what the lineup would look like because it's been wildly different every game, and now you remove Gibbs-White. Like, I couldn't – they might play a back five this week. Like, I really have no idea. So it's going to be very interesting. If they win, it's a new no game. So we'll see.
Maresh, real quick, who do you like, Forest or Fulham?
Listen, this guy has been an absolute dickhead to me on this show since week one. I don't know why I have supported his team. Every week I've rooted with him. I've taken the money line as my official picks of the week. But fuck him. And fuck Forest this week. We're going Fulham. Money line. We're going to upset at the City Ground. I think that without Gibbs-White in the middle, it's going to be a different ball game for them. No one to bully people. They don't got a dog in there who's going to go and shit stir like MGW does. I think Fulham are going to win this one.
I like it. I like it. I like it. All right. Back to what I was saying. United versus Spurs. Two shite teams. I'm not going to go through my rant again. I'll just start with Mazza. My dog, Zah. Zah, talk to me about this game real quick, mate.
Mickey Smokes, what you will witness on Saturday is jihad Sunday. Football. Sorry, jihad Sunday. Jihad football. Terrorist football. Mujahideen football. Haram football. Rubbish football. It's just shit. On shit, it's gonna be lack of quality Bruno versus lack of quality Kulusevski. It's going to be just near misses, absolute disaster. I am going for an exact score pick, a Haram football exclusive exact score pick for this game of 0-0. It is going to be 0-0. It's going to be the most boring game of fucking football that you'll ever watch in your life. Bruno Fernandes is just going to be missing left, right, and center. And I am going to be happy because I'm right. And I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be playing pro clubs, FIFA. And I'm going to be happy about that because I miss terrorist football. Saw it coming. I'm warning you guys. so that you can be playing pro club football with me too.
Maresh.
You would swear the way all that shit rolls off his tongue that he's fucking bowing on his little carpet every fucking at sundown every day, bro. My man, I've seen you eat pork. You can't be spitting shit like that. Nah, I ain't with all that.
Yeah,
fuck out of here with all that. First of all, this game is going to be like that Chelsea United match at the Bridge last year where it was just constant back and forth. The lack of quality on both sides is going to be evident. They're going to bang in a couple weird goals. And Spurs, most likely the way that I know United to let me down, will probably score a late one to heartbreak. But I got to stay a little optimistic. It's Spurs. We're at Old Trafford. They got to turn it around. I don't know. I'm deflated talking about this club. Man. I'm going to run in circles.
That was the most deflated.
I'm so deflated talking about this club. Just like every day. This week we've got Solskjaer in the fucking news saying he wants to come back. What are we, Frank Lampard and the Chelsea leftovers? Like, what are we doing here?
That's disrespectful, dude. He was your best coach.
What did you just say?
Solskjaer's out in the media going, you know, if there was a vacancy, I would come back.
Bring him back, please.
What do you mean?
Let's run it back, dude.
What do you mean? We finished second place with Solskjaer. You want him back?
Yeah.
Bring him back.
I'm speaking as a friend. That was the best.
Osama bin Zaha, you want him?
Okay, you finished second place. You were 13 points.
The one I fear out of United former managers, Mourinho is the one I fear. Bring back Ollie at the wheel.
Anyway, this game's going to be
at the wheel.
This game's going to be weird. I don't know what to. I do think there will be a lot of goals. That's all I'll say.
Just you trying to defend this club was so pathetic that I almost have to bet Tottenham.
If you are a real gunner, you would never bet Tottenham, and you've already done it once on this show.
Money's money, bro.
Money's money.
It's thicker than money, bro.
Money goes. Money goes.
Yeah.
Arsenal's forever. Money goes.
You can't lose if you bet on the op.
I can't wait for the inevitable ousting of Nikki Smokes from the Gunner fan base because you don't know. These guys are fucking insane.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Money. They know money's money.
All right, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, up the Reds, United 3-2.
All right, there you go. Now you finally spoke with some fucking with your chest hair out. Chief, what do you got?
I like Spurs in this one. I think 11
exactly.
Hog.
Fuck this guy.
11 Hog, 11th in the table. They're going to be right around there all year long.
And they're 11th in Europa League.
Yeah. Yep.
11 Hog.
Plug that in there.
11 Hog.
I thought you were going to say Eric 10th Hog.
11 Hog.
And I think Spurs are better going forward. I think they have a more cohesive plan. I think they got it. They got better athletes on the back. They've got everything. They got all they need to take care of United away.
Rudy?
I think that I just don't know. I mean, United looked good against Spurs or against Palace. They did. Like they didn't score, but they were moving the ball well. There was a plan. And then every time, like then they'll go play another game and it looks like a fucking disaster. I felt kind of bad for Eriksen because some random Dutch dipshit ran through your whole team. Eriksen got back. Maguire literally went prone like he was playing Call of Duty, got nutmegged. And then Eriksen picks up the ball and is looking around and Dalot is nowhere to be found. He like has nowhere to go. And yeah, he got his pocket pick, but where is he going to go? And he scored an incredible goal. Bruno is your biggest issue. He has not been himself.
So poor. Puts on a Portugal shirt, mind you, and he's fucking Magnifico. Then he puts on a United shirt and he's dog shit again.
It's weird. That's your biggest issue right now. Spurs have been terrible. So what do we do? I don't fucking know, dude. This is crazy.
You think Spurs have been terrible?
Not great. Yeah. But here's what I come down to with this decision. In my head, I have no faith in Erik ten Hag. I think he's a weird freak. And I don't think players like him. And I'm biased towards Ange because I just like him. I like the way he talks. And I think that he is going to get them going and then they'll be okay enough. And then one of their good players hopefully does something like Son.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So I'm the fucked up thing is I want United to win.
No, you don't.
It's it's better for the league when you.
Yeah, it's more fun. Like I don't like Maresh is my friend. I don't want to see like at a certain point it gets. I said this years ago. It's getting old. Like I'm not even having fun with this.
I love hate.
I'm not. But it's like at this point, like you need to switch it up. Like it's more fun if they were good. But I just in my heart of hearts, I think Spurs are going to win this game.
0-0, fellas. The good guys are on 0-0.
Rudy Spurs, Chiefs Spurs, Zod 0-0. Maresh
0-0.
Finally ended up taking United, and I have nothing in this game. I couldn't tell you he's going to win. I would lean Spurs. Real quick, rapid fire, Bournemouth or Southampton? Start with Chief and finish with Maresh.
Bournemouth.
I think Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
Was that an answer, Zod, or a question?
Yeah, Bournemouth. Evan Nielsen.
Bournemouth at home, yeah.
Bournemouth, Southampton are shit.
Is Semenyo on Bournemouth?
Yep.
Yeah.
That dude's good.
All right. Maresh, did you take Bournemouth?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going Southampton. That was easy. Thanks. Mm. I might make that an official play. Yeah. All right, golden boot time. Chief, alphabetically, is in first place. He's 3-1. We'll start with – actually, we'll start with the worst. We'll start with the worst, which is Rudy. You're 1-2 on the year. How are you going to get back on track this week?
I don't know. I mean, I said it last week. I have a hard time judging goals when they're so hard to come by with everyone else. I guess you could say I'm spoiled. So I can't figure this out.
He's so condescending.
What'd you say?
I might have to press the panic button. I was going to go in cuckoo.
Erling Haaland.
But I might have to press the panic button right now, and I'm going to go Erling Haaland.
Yes! That means City's going to lose. Yes! Because he's not going to score. Rudy's got the poopy touch. We're good.
He's a mush.
We're good.
You think I'm going to mush someone that tied Ronaldo's record for fastest
200 goals? Yes, yes. That's exactly what I think. Yes.
Poopy touch.
Like, you could have picked him against Ipswich or any, like, pushover team. You're going with him at Newcastle on the road. Okay, all right. More power to you, my brother.
I ride with my guy.
All right, I like it. Zod, what do you got? You're 2-2.
Golden boot. I'm going to go with Diogo Jota.
That's a good one, man.
Well, I feel like you – oh, I gave that one. Wait, actually, no, I didn't.
Diogo Jota. I was thinking either him or Luis Diaz, one of them two. Definitely going to be a Liverpool guy, not going to go Salah. But let's make it interesting and go Diogo Jota.
All right, Maresh.
You guys got Leicester City, right, at the Emirates, or is it at Leicester?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, either way, this stinks of a Kai Havertz goal.
Let me tell you something. If he does score at the Emirates and we win, the DJ better run the fucking tune. He better run that thing.
They better run the tune if he makes a pass.
That's honestly probably my favorite chant. Shit, dude.
By the way, that was fake news. That right there, Rudy, was fake. He completed passes, both of them, both him and Timber.
Oh.
I was going to go with...
I don't know why, even.
I was going to go with Eze. However, Maresh makes a good point. I think he just has the wrong goal scorer. That's the problem. Because Havertz scored yesterday. Sterling scored yesterday. Declan Rice scored yesterday. You know who didn't score yesterday? Bukayo Saka. Give me Saka for my golden boot this week against Leicester City.
I hate that I really like his pick.
I don't hate that, too. I don't hate that.
That's a really
that
good
one. Might be. Yeah.
That's what I was going to take Saka. I was going to take Saka.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick, Nikki Smokes. That's a good pick.
We'll see how good it is on Saturday morning. But I might even sprinkle that
as a little prop play just so I have a little something to have going on in the Arsenal game. Score anytime, plus 120.
Chief, right. Our leader in the clubhouse.
All right, I liked Saka, but I don't want to just tail smokes on that. You're lucky you put me at the end of the list because I was going to take that. I'll go Dominic Solanke. I think he's getting one, and I like Spurs to win. I think he's going to be a big part of that game, so I'll take Solanke.
I love it. All right.
Speaking of the Devils, fuck. Never mind. We won't speak of the Devils. Keep moving. We'll keep moving.
Spurs are up big in their game.
I was hoping I was gonna break the news of a disaster.
It's 3-0.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up with our official picks. I'm going with the over 2.5 in the Palace game. Chief, what's your official pick?
My official pick. I'm gonna take both teams to score and over 2.5 in the Chelsea Brighton game.
Is that a parlay?
That is a parlay. Separate?
Okay. I like that. Rudy.
I just love hunting for plus signs.
Wait, how'd that even or odd go last time?
Oh.
Oh yeah.
It was
his official play was
the clean sheet.
Yeah.
I can't remember actually.
Didn't you also take Liverpool exact score and hit that?
No,
I missed it.
Okay.
Or no, I had it. I said it and then I didn't place it.
Okay.
So
that's why it hit.
Right. So that's where we're at right now. I'm as sharp as a marble right now, but I like West Ham plus 215.
I like that.
Really? I love it. I love it. Don't let the boy get hot now. I did Rudy Zah, official pick.
The Forest.
Forest. All right. And last but not least, Maresh.
I'm hunting real plus signs, unlike some people who go for minus 120 bets. I'm going to go Liverpool, Aston Villa, Palace, money line. It's a 560 plus 562.
Oh, that's a parlay. You want
a parlay?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the teams again? You said it so fast, I couldn't
Liverpool,
even hear
them. Money line. Aston Villa, money line. Palace, money line.
Yeah, that's not mushy at all. Okay, I might have to bet Everton now.
If I mush all three of them, I'll be a happy dog.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's what I'm saying. You can make money betting on the offs. That's all I'm saying. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Pitch Picks. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Let us know who you like below in the comments. Share the videos with some friends. And we'll see you guys on Tuesday for the Match Week 6 recap. Thanks for watching.